U.S. The U.S. Department of Defense is reportedly preparing to accept a Boeing 747-8 aircraft from the Qatari royal family as a gift, intended to serve temporarily as Air Force One. The plane, one of the most valuable gifts ever received by the U.S. government, is expected to be eventually donated to former President Donald Trump's presidential library after he leaves office. A brand new Boeing 747-8 carries a price tag of approximately $400 million. While the Defense Department would be the formal recipient, the luxury aircraft's intended use and eventual transfer have sparked an immediate backlash from those who view the gesture as ethically questionable and potentially unconstitutional. Trump has previously expressed frustration with delays in the delivery of two new 747-8 aircraft ordered from Boeing during his first term. According to U.S. Air Force officials who testified before Congress last week, those jets, initially slated for 2024 delivery, are now expected by 2027. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer condemned the move, stating that, "Nothing says America first like Air Force One, brought to you by Qatar. It's not just bribery, it's premium foreign influence with extra legroom." White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt defended the process, saying that, "Any gift given by a foreign government is always accepted in full compliance with all applicable laws. President Trump's administration is committed to full transparency." Trump had previously toured the Qatari-owned 747-8 in February while it was parked at Palm Beach International Airport near his Mar-a-Lago resort. According to the White House, the visit was meant to give Trump insight into modern configurations for Air Force One. Sources suggest that legal teams from both the White House Counsel's Office and the Department of Justice have reviewed the matter and concluded that the Defense Department could accept the plane lawfully. Additionally, the eventual transfer of the aircraft to Trump's presidential library would be in accordance with federal regulations. Trump is scheduled to visit Qatar later this week as part of a broader Middle East trip.